Joe, getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Trying to, Mark. Trying to get healed up a little bit here and get healthy and do a few more games. But, you know, you talk about Florida and Alabama, I was talking to Commissioner Mike Slive last week. He was at our game, and I had him on at halftime. And I said, how about this one, Commissioner? Florida and Alabama are 1-2 in the country. They play each other in the SEC championship game, and Florida beats Alabama 27-26. He said, okay. I said, would they play again for the national championship? And he kind of looked. He said, no, never happened. He doesn't see any way that two teams from the same conference could end up playing each other for the national championship. But I just think that's an interesting little scenario that's hanging around out there.
Yeah, and the problem is the vagaries of the BCS.
Right.
Who really knows? All right, little scouting report on Wake Forest. They've lost two close games in a row. Four of their losses have been by 7 points or less. They're 6-5. But the other thing that might surprise people, because we always talk about Riley Skinner leading that offense, they're ranked 11th in the ACC. So you would expect a low-scoring close game, right?
Yeah. It's funny. These two teams, Wake Forest and Vanderbilt, are very similar. They're both 6-5. They're both 4-4 in their conferences. They both sort of rely on defense. And for example, last week, you know, they were leading Boston College 21-16. Two of their touchdowns were defensive touchdowns. So offensively, they've not put up great numbers, and that's why you see they're toward the bottom of the ACC, much like Vanderbilt is toward the bottom in the SEC. Now, Riley Skinner is a very opportunistic quarterback. He's not flashy, but he's a winner. He gets the job done. And so I would anticipate, Mark, you're right. I mean, they usually give up about 19 points a game. Vanderbilt's in that ballpark as well. You know, I think this is probably a close-to-the-vest, low-scoring kind of game. And the old cliche is, you know, turnovers are the big equalizer. And I have a feeling that this is one of those games that turnovers probably decide.
I completely agree with you. I think whoever wins the turnover battle wins. And here's the other element. Wake Forest has an excellent kicking game, a good punter,
yep,
a good place kicker in Sam Swank. Vanderbilt needs to match them at least in this game.
And, Joe, if you look at how they came out, and apparently there were some comments after the game that they weren't ready to play, would you expect a fired-up kind of different Vanderbilt team, knowing what's on the line? And what is exactly on the line as far as a win, what it does for
still
their
Houston
ball,
nut line. The more you win, the warmer you get.
Yeah, that's what they usually say. The more wins you get, the farther south you go. I was quite frankly surprised at some of the comments after the game by a couple of the guys saying, you know, we were flat. We didn't have the emotion we had the week before at Kentucky, and which is hard to comprehend given the nature of the game. But I cannot imagine that will be the case this week. It's very important for these guys, and they understand the math. You know, you can finish the regular season 6-6 and lose your bowl game and technically not have a winning season. They understand that if you win this seventh game, that you've guaranteed yourself a winning season. That's very important to them. So I think they'll be on their edge. They'll be on their best game for Saturday. You know, the question is, you know, we've got some guys that are banged up a little bit for this one. You know, of course, we're going to miss Broderick Stewart. He won't play. Jared Hawkins probably won't play. There are a couple of other guys that are questionable for the game. And I guess it's not that unusual for this time of year, but they seem to be key players at key positions. And, you know, I know they'll give the best they have, but they may not have 100% to give right now.
All right, basketball plays Central Arkansas tonight. Most famous player out of Central Arkansas, Scottie Pippen.
That's right, yep. And you know, they were picked, you know, in preseason basically toward the bottom of their conference, but they've won two games, including UNC Greensboro, which is usually a pretty good basketball team. So I think they'll have Vanderbilt's attention. The concern for Vanderbilt, frankly, is this is a really beat-up basketball team right now. You know, Andre Walker's questionable for tonight after the knee injury he had in the second half the other night. They've got a couple of guys. You know, Festus Ezeli's battling some back issues. George Drake, a groin injury. You're still missing the two players, Chingang and Goulborn. So this is a depleted group that only had basically 36 hours to get ready for this one. Practice yesterday was not a real heavy, hectic practice because they couldn't afford for it to be. So I'll be curious to see how Vanderbilt plays tonight because they are far from 100% physically.
All right, team's banged up, announcer's banged up. Got to get well, Joe.
We're doing the best we can.
All right, thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Thank you too, guys.
All right.